It will be a fair like no other fair they've attended. We're looking at smaller bursts of joy spread out throughout town rather than one central location. So you will not come to Soper's Park to experience the Mountain Fair this year, but the Mountain Fair may come to you. We're going to get a flatbed truck. We're going to have artists decorate it. We're going to create a stage on the back of the truck. And on Saturday and Sunday, we will be bringing music, different musicians to neighborhoods around Carbondale, bringing the music to the people.
Talk about the musicians and how that will work. I mean, usually people go down to the main stage and they listen to music every couple of hours. There's a turnover in acts. What will this look like on the truck?
Well, in my head, as I imagine it, and believe me, in all these areas, it's just unfolding, so we don't have specific details. But imagine this. There's an incredible mariachi band out of Glenwood Springs. But let's say I can get the mariachi band, and we can travel to different neighborhoods and even be in places where we might not have captured again. You know, we can go to the trailer park behind Garcia's or over here, you know, near Snowmass Drive, plus a lot of other neighborhoods. But, you know, we can reach people we might not normally always reach. Maybe we could have a Sunday morning classical and we can go to Heritage. So we're excited about the prospect of being able to reach people that we don't always reach during the Mountain Fair.
Do you think you'll have wood splitting and limbo and...
I don't think we'll have wood splitting and limbo.
Oh,
actually,
no.
I know. I just, they're a little tougher to pull off. Somebody might come with a great idea and we're not ruling them out. What I will say is we are looking at some kind of bike experience and we are looking into the possibility of doing the longer running race with Independence Run and Hike, you know, fly casting. Seems like that could be a good social distancing competition. We might invent a few new ones just for this year. A pie and cake, we are still looking into how we might have those competitions.
So definitely pie and cake is still on the table, no pun intended.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We will do a virtual live concert from Steve's Guitars on Saturday night, and that will be a mix of storytelling, music, laughter, spoken word, all the things that you would normally find at the fair. And we're encouraging people to get together their own private posse of people they feel comfortable with in their yards or homes and have a viewing party. And that way we can all be connected. That will also raise money so that we can have the best 50th Carbondale Mountain Fair next year in 2021. And we will have, of course, a huge drumming experience on Friday at 4 to kick the fair off. We are asking everyone to go in front of their places they live or their yards. And we're just going to see if we can raise the roof off the sky for 20 minutes during the opening of the 49th Carbondale Mountain Fair.
Why not just cancel the fair this year instead of going through all of these gyrations to keep it going?
Well, you know, the Carbondale Mountain Fair is really about connecting community, coming together in some kind of way. And while our world is different right now, we still need to find connection. It's extremely important, and that's, I think, one of the most important jobs of the Mountain Fair, and that is the spirit that, you know, you see throughout Carbondale all year long and makes our place unique. We've had this fair for 49 years, and the process of coming together has really helped us be able to take that spirit and live it throughout the year, whether we agree or disagree on things. We think that's important more now than ever.
What about the vendors?
We are hoping to have a smaller, local, regional vendor area. You know, it'll be safe to go and we can keep people spread out. We will not have food vendors. In fact, we're hopeful that people will just support our local restaurants. They're going to be taking a huge hit that weekend.
Speaking of taking a huge hit, talk about how this will impact Carbondale Arts and what Carbondale Arts is doing to maybe offset that impact.
Well, it's a huge impact to us. We net anywhere between $60,000 to $100,000 between the Mountain Fair and the Fashion Show. That's about a third of our budget, a little over a third, actually. There was a part of us that just wanted to run away and say, let's not put any more energy towards this. We're not going to make any money doing it this way. But then, you know, we really remembered what the importance of the fair is. We know that it's probably going to cost us more money to put this on that we won't necessarily get back. But we have found in this community that you pay it forward and people get back to you. So we are looking at several ways to hopefully create some income. One will be the big fundraiser, Saturday Night Live from Steve's. We are creating the Carbondale Comeback Passport. It's a book that will have coupons, discounts to different businesses throughout the valley, and people will buy it and go into a business, get a discount. They'll put a stamp on it. We also are going to have the 49th annual Mountain Fair t-shirt designed by Jade Meyer. We will be selling it online through our website, carbondalearts.com. But also we will be at the farmer's market every Wednesday afternoon selling t-shirts and passports and local artisan goods throughout the summer.